Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
You know, I just realized that at this time every year, I am normally in Las Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show, which is a massive show. And I normally bump into my buddy David Meltzer, who is a co-founder of Sports One Marketing, formerly served as a CEO of the renowned Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment Agency, which, of course, is the inspiration of the movie Jerry Maguire. And Dave is on the phone with us right now. Dave, we're not in Las Vegas. What's up?
I know. The only blessing is I actually get to talk to you every year, celebrating my birthday in Vegas with CES. And sure enough, one more thing changed with this great pandemic of ours. But yet we're connecting and catching up as usual.
Well, you know, and listen to this. This is probably the first time in a long time that you've actually had a birthday at home, or did you stay home?
Oh, yeah. I was at home. Yeah, and nice. I will tell you that one of the great epiphanies of the pandemic is I travel 200 days a year, as you know, and to be at home with my entire family, you know how blessed I am of my wife alone, but my four children are as remarkable as my wife and as forgiving as my wife. And I sat there having a birthday at home, no frills, but family, and it may have been the best birthday I've ever had, and my heart is full of joy and love to have such a wonderful family.
Awesome. You know, I have the same situation with my birthday, which is June 21st. Normally, I am in New York because I do a thing with Kelly and Ryan, Seacrest, you know, with the Live with Kelly and Ryan every year for 20 years. And this year, this last year of 2020, they didn't do it because of COVID. I actually spent my birthday at home and got to see my family for the first time in 20 years. It was awesome. Right? So, you know, I mean, maybe this whole disruption in our lives is a disruption we needed and didn't know it, you know?
You got to slow down to speed up, my friend. That's right. I know you're a car guy, so you'll understand that.
Oh, baby. Okay, so let's just catch up like this. First of all, I think you're on, let me think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Season 6 of Elevator Pitch with Entrepreneur Media, our, you know, parent company for Entrepreneur Magazine and Entrepreneur Weekly, this radio show. Season 6, right?
Yeah, season 6 executive producer of the show.
Okay.
This is the first year I wasn't a judge or a host, only because they went more a venture capital route with the Michigan economic development side of things. And I really had a passion to get away from the funding facade and get more into the nitty-gritty of what the show, to me, really should focus in on, which was the pitch side of it. Because I think even if it's on TV, the pitching is real and people can learn lessons about how to gain that critical skill of pitching something.
Right. Well, and there's a lot always, as we know from watching Shark Tank and even, what's the other one? The Prophet with Marcus Lemonis.
Yeah.
And these
Dragon
types of.
Den
yes.
In outside the U.S.
We know there's a lot of, what is it, the devil's in the details kind of a thing. But so now, and I'm going to give you 2 minutes because you have a brand new show that just launched like a week or so ago that's on Bloomberg TV and Amazon Prime Video called 2 Minute Drill. Okay. 3, 2, 1. You got 2 minutes to tell us about it. Go.
We have dropped the funding facade and created a show all about the pitch. We have a Junior Achievement Impact Award as well, but over $50,000 of cash in prizes per episode, 12 episodes for the very best pitch, and you get 2 minutes to pitch that credibility, emotional attachment, be able to quantify value that exceeds what you're asking for. We have celebrities, athletes, entertainers that are also included. We have the founder of Uber, the founder of LinkedIn, also as judges. So we're giving incredible feedback in 2 minutes, for 2 minutes, to provide that value for the viewer to see how they can share a vision to either make more money, help more people, or have more fun. And it's really entertaining. It's very informative. and inspirational. And we'd love for you to join us on Bloomberg TV or Amazon Prime Video. It's called 2 Minute Drill. Win over $50,000 of cash and prizes. Season 2 has already been accepted in June, close to your birthday, June 21st, my friend. So come and try out for season number 2. Win that $50,000 of cash and prizes. Learn something, have some fun, and help some people.
There you go. You can find out more about Mr. David Meltzer at dmeltzer.com. Is there a website for the show where they should send information?
It's right on there, dmeltzer.com /pitch. They can find it easy, and everyone can always email me directly, david@dmeltzer.com.
Oh my gosh, M-E-L-T-Z-E-R, Meltzer, David Meltzer, dmeltzer.com. We're going to take a little break, come back and talk a little bit about CES, social media, and the world that is changing here in 2021. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, when I saw the movie Jerry Maguire, I loved that character. Tom Cruise did a great job of playing Dave Meltzer. Because, I mean, look, I mean, you're the real life, Jerry Maguire. I mean, you really are. You're a businessman, you're an entrepreneur, you're a branding expert. You've got, TV shows and movies and all these things you do. You're just an animal, and you're a good husband. Your wife loves you. I told Dave, I'm so jealous of how much his wife loves him. I follow his wife on social media. I'm her friend. Dave, you have a big following, but see, I know how to get to you. It's through your wife. And if I want to get to you, I just send her a note. Hey, can you have Dave give me a call? But I kind of stay out of the fray because I know how busy you are. But I love your wife. I absolutely adore her because she adores you. And I kind of like you a little bit because, like I said, you're my Jerry Maguire. But being a branding expert, and I've seen you do it for years now, and I stand back in amazement because you are also the sweetest human being in the world. What's the name of your book again? Remind me. I don't have it in front of me.
Connected to Goodness. I have 4 books now.
Oh,
Connected to Goodness was the gem, my first one,
right,
which you and I both love.
Yep.
We did Compassionate Capitalism, Creating the Life You Love with Jack Canfield. And my latest McGraw-Hill book was Game Time Decision Making. But still, the deepest in my heart is Connected to Goodness.
Thank you for saying that. Yes. You know what? Because it is. It's your story. And you are connected to goodness. And Dave says to me, I had such an amazing 2020. And I said, you know what? I did too. And maybe it is because of our attitude towards life. You know what the old saying, I was sad when I had no shoes until I saw a man that had no feet. Right? And I live my life like that. I think to myself, you know what? I am going to be happy to be alive, and I'll deal with all the other, defrugalties, I guess I could call them. But okay, so let's continue because I know you got a lot of stuff on your plate today. But branding expert Dave Meltzer joining us, the Consumer Electronics Show, where we would normally be, huge branding mecca of branding going on there. What would you be doing there if you were actually there? Because it's all virtual this year, but that's kind of a big part of your world with technology growing the way it is.
Yeah, it's really transformed because it used to be about the show itself and relationships. And then for me, it became, how could I capture the content from what was this humongous stage and take advantage of the relationships and connections of people that I don't get to see all the time?
Right.
Build those types of emotional relationships so that we could do business throughout the year to meet again for my birthday at CES.
Right.
But I think understanding the stage theory is really important about branding today because it does apply even to the virtual context of CES and all other shows that we do. And the idea of the stage theory is Shakespeare, right? Remember Shakespeare said early on, the whole world is our stage. Well, that's never been more true than now.
Yep.
And if you understand your frequency, and I'll use Dr. Pimple Popper as my example. Most people don't like to watch the pimples being popped, but what she understands is her frequency, that the small percentage of people that really enjoy that or intrigued or excited by that still are in the millions. And if she consistently captures content about popping pimples and she amplifies and modifies it correctly, that she'll gain an audience. And to believe it or not, that Dr. Pimple Popper has more subscribers on YouTube, the entire Pro Football Hall of Fame, which I've marketed for years and been a partner of. And she also has her own TV show now, all because she understands branding, frequency, and the idea of the stage theory. So even though we're virtual, what we want to do is capture the frequency, the authenticity of who we are. If you're into popping pimples, that's cool. If you're into connecting to goodness, that's even better. If you're into cars, like my friend Alan, right, that's even cooler. But you got to capture who you are. You cannot please everyone. Right. Do not care if people hate you for who you are. It's better than loving you for who you're not.
Right,
I think that's the key to branding these days.
You know what? I am thoroughly grossed out, but completely intrigued. And honestly, because what you're basically saying is it doesn't matter, and this could be a joke, you could pop pimples for a living, and if you knew how to market yourself, you could make money. And that's exactly what you just described. Because I used to, you know, think to myself, I want to do something that's elegant. I want to do something that's, you know, highfalutin. I'm just, you know, I'm just a car guy. I love cars.
Yeah, like fancy cars, man. That's
right.
Pretty cool, for, you know.
I will tell you.
I thought of you when I watched the movie Ford versus Ferrari, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It speaks of you.
I do have a Shelby, by the way. I do have a Shelby, and I know Carroll Shelby. I won an award for doing an interview with Carroll Shelby. I made him cry. You know why? I asked him who his hero was, and he goes, my hero? Well, that'd be my father. And he never got to see me be a success, and he started crying. It was epic. We're going to take a break. Dave Meltzer's here. My Jerry Maguire, the real Jerry Maguire. What am I talking about? This is really him. All right, we'll take a break. It is Entrepreneur Weekly. Stay with us.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So if you're just driving down the road and you're tuning into the show, I'm talking to David Meltzer. He's a buddy of mine. He's written 4 books, so he's a best-selling author. The one that touched my heart, you know, and I'm a heart guy. Connected to Goodness, it's his story, and I want you guys to just check that out. But more importantly, he's a co-founder of Sports One Marketing, formerly served also as the CEO of the renowned Lee Steinberg Sports Entertainment Agency, which was, of course, the inspiration for the movie Jerry Maguire, one of my favorite movies. And Tom Cruise did a good job at playing that part. But the funniest thing is that this guy is a real life guy, and his name is Dave Meltzer, and he is accessible to you. I mean, who gives out their email address on national radio? Nobody. Mine is Alan at ERN Live. Anyway, no, but Dave, exactly. It's like you are so bold. So if you guys want to reach Dave, you can look him up online at D Meltzer, M-E-L-T-Z-E-R. Dave is his name, David Meltzer, but dmeltzer.com. Or it is your email address. You wanted to give it out. Is it David at
dmeltzer? Yeah, David at dmeltzer.com. Feel free to reach directly out to me.
It's crazy.
Answer everything myself.
It's crazy. It's insanity. So if you want to talk to Jerry Maguire, here's your chance, because this is the real life version. Okay, speaking of something that you and I, because before we got going, well, the news was playing, I said, so how's it going? He said, how's it going? We talked about, you know, our relationships and the relationship that we have with Entrepreneur Media, which is the magazine, and Elevator Pitch, 6 seasons of Elevator Pitch. And now, you know, all the things that you and I are both doing with Entrepreneur Media. But consistency is so important in our lives, in our businesses, in our relationships, in how we live and exist in this world today. So I want to talk about consistency with you for a minute.
You know, it's one of the most important things. In fact, my definition of happiness includes the enjoyment of what? The consistent, everyday, persistent without quit pursuit of your potential. I learned that 2 minutes a day was worth more than 2 hours on a Saturday. And that as I built what I called the most valuable thing I had, which is the habit machine, then consistency was the gearbox. It was a crucial component of this habit machine, because what I started doing was quit wasting my time with those New Year's resolutions as they came up. I decided, you know what? I'm going to use my capability to build a machine to build habits. And then I won't have to worry about resolutions anymore, because whatever I wanted, I could put through the habit machine. And consistency is the key component for exponential growth, aggregation, and acceleration in my life.
I love that, man. I totally love where you get these little things that they're like little building blocks of dependability, little building blocks of relationship building, business building. None of them are hard. They're almost like the size of a little cube of sugar. You know, it's not like carrying a big weight. It's just little consistencies in life. And when you put them all together, you've built the pyramid in Egypt. You know what I'm saying?
Bite-sized advancement, you know, even from Einstein's rule of 72, how compound interest works, and looking at if we can get 1% better, it's 72 segments till it doubles. And if you can get 2% better, it's 36 segments. And the more that we're consistent with those segments, the more the segments shorten in time. So they actually accelerate. And so even when I built my brand, Alan, you and I have been friends for a while, and I met that famous guy, Gary Vaynerchuk, who also has done some stuff in the entrepreneurial space. And,
right.
You know, he asked me, I was helping him with the sports agency. He asked me, you know, what I wanted to do with my brand. And I said, you know, I'm looking for 2 ambassadors a year. And he almost fell over. He goes, you mean you want 2 followers a year? I could easily help you get that. I said, no. I want 2 ambassadors a year. I want 2 people like Alan Taylor that will tell 2 people every year to make sure that you catch Dave Meltzer's TV shows, movies, podcasts, books, et cetera, that will truly be an ambassador. Because if I can do that, I understand consistent segmentation. I understand that within 20 segments, I'll have 2 million people getting me 2 million people to follow all and to be engaged with all of that content that I do to empower others to be happy. And I know you've done the same thing. And you know what it takes to be consistent? Kindness. Kindness is really what it takes, forgiveness and kindness, to stick to it with everything that will go on. It won't work out the way that you want it to work out, but you just have to have faith it'll end up somewhere better if you stay consistent with your kindness and being kind to your future self is the best thing that you can be.
Well, his life's mission, by the way, everybody, is to empower over 1 billion people to be happy. And you can find some of that happiness to see what kind of a man he is at Connected to Goodness, his book, and his new TV show, 2-Minute Drill. It is now on Bloomberg TV and Amazon Prime, and I only know that because your wife posted it. Tell her thank you. And,
and
then there is so much more, and I'm going to try and do this off of memory, but it's smarter just to let you do it. Tell the world real quickly, rattle off podcast, where they find it, and all that stuff.
Sure. I have been blessed to have one of the top entrepreneurial podcasts with Entrepreneur called The Playbook. It's also featured on Spotify. We have all the millionaires, billionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, entertainers. And most importantly, believe it or not, we have everyone from Cameron Diaz to Deepak Chopra to Ray Lewis. You know, and we're going to have Kevin Durant soon. But even more importantly, the biggest and most downloaded podcast that I have are my free trainings on Friday. So all the different sales training, pitch training, ego training, all the different things that I do for over 20 years for free to empower people, I'm so proud that everyone sees the value in the trainings that I do as much as the Danica Patricks and Anna Kournikovich's of the world that have been on the podcast as well.
You're a beautiful human being. I love you. I love you to death. I love your wife. I love your kids. I love David Meltzer, dmeltzer.com. I love 2-Minute Drill, and I haven't even seen it yet. I love everything about this man. Do you think I love him? Yes, I love him. David, be good. Thank you for being
too.
On the show, man. You make my life better. See that? One more out of that 1 billion people that you're trying to make happy. You always make me happy. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break and come back with another awesome guest. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And I am an entrepreneur. I am what they call a lunatic fringe entrepreneur. I would start a new business every day. I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. Let me do, I'll do that. I'm involved. Hands up in the air. Who wants to be involved? Me. Yeah, I know. My wife gets mad at me all the time. But technology is such a big part of business today. It's huge. I just built a restaurant, a small restaurant, a grab and go, because, you know, with the pandemic, you can't do indoor dining. So I had a little Hawaiian family that wanted to do a Hawaiian restaurant, and they had a food truck. I go, well, let's just plant your food truck in this plaza that I own, and I'll build you a little restaurant where it's just a glorified food truck. And they're like, do it. So, you know, like normal, I just jump in, you know, to the cement pond with no water, feet first. And but listen, I learn a lot every time, but I'm seeing how much technology, even in the kitchen of the restaurant and the runnings of the restaurant, technology is everywhere. It doesn't matter what you do. My buddy David Meltzer made such a good point of, God, it still grosses me out about Mr. Pimple Popper. But I think if I'm not mistaken, he said that, you know, they have more of a social media audience than all the NFL players put together. So I thought to myself, oh my gosh, it's also a sad state of affair of our, you know, weird behaviors in life. But anyway, let's talk now, because David and I always met at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, but we couldn't this year because, well, there's a little pandemic going on. So even the Consumer Electronics Show and the Consumer Technology Association had to pivot, just like all of us, big, little, or small. Sometimes you got to pivot. So talking to us right now from the Consumer Technology Association and CES is Steve Koenig. He's the Vice President of Research. Steve, can we talk about how you guys had to pivot and do a digital Consumer Electronics Show this year? And welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me on, Alan. And yeah, I think pivot was probably, along with unmute, was probably, those are the two biggest words for 2020, I have to say. But we're still pivoting. And yeah, we actually started planning for the all-digital CES really at the headwaters of the crisis as a possibility. And by midsummer 2020, it became obvious that we were going to need to go in that direction. And we partnered with Microsoft. And we understood that we weren't going to be able to capture the magic and serendipity of meeting in person
right
in Las Vegas. So instead of trying to recreate the show, we reimagined it. And we looked to what a lot of adjacent industries were doing with their audiences, like in sports, also in music, how they were maintaining audience and fan engagement in this season. And we took really best practices to construct a very experiential event that wrapped up recently here and was really tantamount to a broadcast event with over 100 hours of programming. So very, very successful.
Wow.
Nearly 2,000 brands exhibiting at the All Digital CES, which is, it's huge. We would have more if we were in person,
right,
but definitely comfortably into the six figures for attendance with the All Digital CES. So a great response from the global tech community.
Wow. So, gosh, you know, I got to tell you, one of my favorite shows, the Consumer Electronics Show. Oh, I'm so sad. And I'm just glad that I went, and I've been going for many, many, many years. And, you know, for 2021, I'm like, oh, but anyway, okay. So we were talking about technology and marketing and your audience right now, of course, being entrepreneurs, people that are struggling. Now, some entrepreneurs are kicking ass and taking names. I'm one of those guys. I was talking to Dave Meltzer. He's one of those guys. There's a lot of people that are really doing well, but there are some that maybe have not migrated into the more technologically advanced world that I think the Consumer Technology Association showcases so well. So let's talk about the importance of tech in business today. Seriously.
Well, it's really the importance of tech, not only just to us as consumers and really overlaying the entire economy. And that's what we see when we look across the show floor, whether it's in person or virtual at CES. I mean, for example, at the All Digital CES 2021, we had brands Caterpillar, obviously the maker of heavy industrial equipment, as
right,
well as John Deere. So whether it's mining, agriculture, entertainment, home theater, wireless, everything in between, technology is touching everything. And I think the key words for entrepreneurs in this season and just business in general, and again, this covers so many economic sectors from agriculture to medicine, is digital transformation. Businesses have had to pivot. Again, there's that word, but what that really means is digitally transformed in a lot of ways. So small manufacturers needed, maybe they were selling through the traditional sales channel with a network of dealers. A lot of those dealers are closed. To keep boxes moving, had to stand up a direct-to-consumer operation, which is to say e-commerce. A lot of businesses had to get into the cloud and automate processes of different kinds. Why? Well, because they have fewer workers in the office or are in the plant, a factory floor, so automating processes became crucial to maintaining operations. There are so many different examples, but yeah, digital transformation and fast forward. And the good news is that we have a lot of great technology tools that can help businesses get there. And that's, I think, been really the underpinnings of so many success stories, like you mentioned, Alan.
You know, I was thinking as you're talking about, you know, what is the guy who owns a pizza shop thinking? I buy sacks of flour. I buy some, you know, pizza sauce. I put a little cheese on it, throw it in my oven. What do I need technology for? Well, you know what? I think that the smartest question that a person in business today, an entrepreneur, can think of when they go in to buy their sacks of flour and tomato sauce or whatever it is, let's just say you have a little pizza place, right? Maybe to say, what kind of technology do you guys have that can make my business more efficient, that I can grow my business? What do you guys offer or what is available? Because I don't think people realize just how many opportunities there are. And I'm going to take a little break here. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about that, because every year at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, I meet so many great startups, so many entrepreneurs that are launching some business. I scratch my head and I go, oh my gosh, that is brilliant. Eureka, you've got it. We'll take a break. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Hey, don't forget, check out our website, entrepreneur.com. Pick up our magazine on newsstands everywhere, Entrepreneur Magazine. And, of course, you can listen to this and many other really good podcasts about being an entrepreneur in business at entrepreneur.com. We'll be right back. Sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in I know, it's Love Shack. And you're thinking, what has that got to do with being an entrepreneur? Hey, well, you know, I mean, it's legal in some places, right? Anyway, but technology is everywhere, and it can help you in your business, even with your Love Shack. Steve, I hope you Steve Koenig joining me. Oh, that's not over the top for you. My audience knows I'm a little bit crazy. I'm lunatic fringe at everything I do. So I asked the question out there to the world, or I made the comment, you know, about what is the best question you can ask? What kind of technology do you have if I'm the customer? Because you know what? Not always does the people that you buy your, I'm going to come back to the pizza guy because I love pizza. Not always do they say, hey, you know, we got this digital scale, or hey, we got this new refrigerator. You can buy more dough. And if you buy it, I'll give you a better deal in larger quantities. And every time you need more dough, this refrigerator has a little thing on it. It'll tell you, hey, you're getting low, whatever, right? Technology is everywhere. So is the question asked to the supplier, hey, what do you have that's going to make my life? Or am I going about it all wrong? I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, there's many ways to skin a cat, as they say, and full endorsement of the Love Shack, by the way. But yeah, I think today, it was true pre-crisis, and it's certainly true today, is that you really can't expect your customer to come to you. You need to go to the customer and engage them where they are. And I think what that looks like in many ways, certainly when we think about retail, there's been a trend in recent years called omnichannel. So, of course, physical store, online, but also mobile. And so small businesses especially need to be a bit nimble. And I think that's one of their competitive advantages, is that they can be nimble versus some big corporation. Now, the other side of that coin is that they're resource constrained, and that could be human resources, obviously capital. But I think the key point is, and just going with the pizza shop, you know, I mean, there's things that can be done operationally to help automate, but also just being online. And I mean, you look at what a lot of the chains are doing in that pizza space. I mean, you can order now on an app, and we can think back how we used to have to call in our order for a pizza. We can still do that. But a lot of people now just order through the app. They don't talk to anyone.
Right.
And so that's a key message point for people. If you're in that business, it's like, well, you know, maybe we need an app. And if you don't already have one, maybe you need to get one.
Yeah.
And that would put you in that digital space where your customer is.
Yep.
And then your orders are automated. They're coming through over the internet.
Yeah.
And they're popping up on a screen ostensibly. And you can focus on making pizzas instead of having to answer the phone and doing all that. So it just takes creative thinking and more. I think it's important to just stay dialed in to consumer trends. And the CES is a great platform for that. So I would encourage listeners that are either starting businesses or already running businesses and just looking for creative and new innovative ways to compete, it's probably going to involve technology, and the CES is a great place to get topped up on all the current trends.
Well, it's a really good point, because just the other day we were in Costco buying our 50 gallons of pickles. You know, you buy the big drum, you get a better deal. And I like pickles. They're good for you. And my wife says, I'm feeling like pizza. And I'm like, I don't want to go over there and wait. She goes, no, let's go on the app and order. She's smarter than me. She's doing this because I'm thinking, I got to go over there. I got to go inside. I got to put my order in. I got to stand there with all those other people because it's a good pizza place. And then, you know, I got to sit there for a half an hour, 45 minutes while they make my pizza. No, we finished our shopping. We swung by. She got out of the car. She grabbed the pizza. She comes right back into the car. We're on our way home. And it's because of that app. Now, same thing. And this is important for us to talk about this kind of thing, because I called to get a haircut the other day, and the guy says to me, and I want this particular guy who cuts my hair, and he's very good at it. I like him. We're friends. He's a classic car guy, so we have all this in common. I don't want his 12 other guys to cut my hair or people. I want him. So I go in there. He goes, oh, no, he's completely booked up. And they go, why don't you just go on the app? And the app will show you who's available and when he's available. And it'll also give you an opportunity to put, you know, if there's a somebody that doesn't show up, they can call you if you're not far away. And so all these options, what it does, it's a drift net to gather more business. And guess what? I did that. I put myself down for anything after, noon. I can run away and I can get a haircut. He's like two blocks away. So guess what? The very next day he was booked up again. This guy's very good. But he sends me a text. You know, I'm available. Actually, his app sent me a text, because as soon as they go and see who's first. But this is an amazing tool for business people. And a lot of these apps are already made, and you can buy them from other people that are in this business. Now, speaking of stuff like this, let's tee up for about a minute and a half before I have to take a break. This Eureka Park that you guys have there for people that are startups. Talk about that.
Yeah, so Eureka Park is the very large arena that we host in person in Las Vegas each year at CES. And we bring, roughly speaking, over 1,000 to 2,000 tech startups from around the world. And it's kind of become the world's fair, I like to think of it that way, of tech startups, because a lot of different countries like the Netherlands, Japan, the UK, France, they bring over dozens of startups from their country, and so they have this kind of country pavilion. It's amazing. I mean, you could spend all 4 days of CES in Eureka Park. This year, you know, we had to move everything to all digital, as we discussed in the previous segment, and we didn't have a Eureka Park per se, but we still had roughly 700 tech startups participating in the all digital CES. So technology startups are a huge competitive front in the industry, and it's just not the usual suspects. And a lot of these startups go on to become so-called unicorns with a billion-dollar plus valuation.
Right.
They get bought up and merge, and some just go on to be very, very successful businesses. But it's a crucial part of the industry.
Excellent. All right, we'll take one more break. Talk about some of the cool stuff at the Consumer Electronics Show, the digital CES for 2021, because of the obvious. We're talking with Steve Koenig, Vice President of Research at the Consumer Technology Association. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Stay with us. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors. Well, this is Entrepreneur Weekly, Entrepreneur Magazine, all across America and around the world because of the interwebs. The interwebs, isn't that funny? You know, if you think about it, look at the world we live in today. Look where we are today. 20 years ago, you probably couldn't have done your job from home. You just couldn't have. And today, you can probably do a better job at it than you do even at work because of all these digital assistants and AI and 5G and all the things that are going to continue to really just make our lives better? Better? Question mark. Well, that is the question, because if you're not using them right, or if you're not using them at all, like I've got an Alexa still sitting in the box in my kitchen that I haven't even unpackaged yet. Joining us from the Consumer Technology Association and the Consumer Electronics Show is the Vice President of Research, Steve Koenig. Steve, maybe you could talk just a little bit about just those three things I mentioned. 5G, I bought a new phone that has 5G. There's no 5G in my area, but it's coming. AI, artificial intelligence, digital assistants. So maybe these are some of the major tech themes that you guys are seeing unfolding there at the Consumer Electronics Show, even though the show itself is all digital CES. But just to riff on that for a minute.
Well, Alan, you just mentioned several key trends, I think, that really define not only the consumer experience, but certainly have important implications for business. Starting with 5G, we're at an interesting point in the story of 5G in that we're starting to move beyond enhanced mobile broadband, so just faster speeds for your phone, when eventually 5G will arrive in your area, and it probably won't take too long. So there's really two dimensions. We have the expanding scope of these networks in terms of their geography, better coverage, and they're growing, but also expanding in capabilities. And that's where entrepreneurs need to lean in and really discover, because there's a lot of advantages to 5G, certainly for industrial or commercial applications. And AI is also making giant strides. Really fast forward trend that really accelerated quite rapidly in 2020 vis-a-vis a lot of robotic process automation. A lot of people think that deals immediately with robots. Not necessarily. Really more about just automating processes, which has become crucial in this season and will stay that way. But also natural language processing, which is where we trend into digital assistants. I mean, we talked about apps earlier and the importance of that, but really, whilst apps and software and so forth, it's table stakes, really being in that digital assistant space, having your brand supported with a skill or something like this, you're going to want that, because consumers are increasingly pivoting to them versus an app on their phone, certainly when they're at home, and we're certainly spending a lot of time at home these days, aren't we?
Right, exactly. You know, it's funny. The one fond memory I have was playing ping pong against a big computer. I'm sure you've seen that thing, right? It popped up and it was like 5 years ago. And I'm telling you, this computer, this machine they created to play ping pong, and I'm really good at ping pong. And listen, I mean, I called the thing a name and it immediately snapped back saying, "You're stupid." You know, no, it didn't. But I tell you what, I was mad, because when I play ping pong, I get mad. But man, technology is just making life so much more interesting and bringing so many levels of efficiency and just making the world a better place. I just really want to suggest that everybody out there listening embrace this technology. It's out there for you. And if you guys want to join the Consumer Technology Association, you can go to cta.tech. And then just go / membership, because this is a great thing. You can go to the Consumer Electronics Show, or in this case, you would have been able to see these 100 hours of all kinds of crazy fun stuff that is going to be in our world just tomorrow. For entrepreneurs, let's just say for 2022, startups, can you tell them, is there a good way to, you know, consider CES to launch their brand?
Well, sure. But it all starts with CTA membership, as you said. But yes, and we are planning to be back in Las Vegas in person in 2022. We'll still have an all digital component with the show, but that's certainly our plan at this stage. But yeah, I mean, this is why would you want to be there at CES? Well, part of that, I mean, if you're in the tech business, you want to be part of the conversation for starters. But right. For startups, it's a crucial way to get media exposure and more exposure to investors.
Yeah.
And that's what we see often, you know, really patrolling the pathways around Eureka Park, our VC and other angel investors and their kin,
right,
that are looking at opportunities to invest, trying to discover some of the jewels, diamonds in the rough, if you like.
Right.
And a lot of times they find them, because we've actually seen startups coming out of CES have garnered billions of dollars in investment over the past several years. So it's worth looking into.
Thank you, sir. He is 100% correct. That's Steve Koenig, Vice President of Research, the Consumer Technology Association, CTA.tech on the web. Steve, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
That's it for me. I wish I was there, but I'm here, and I've got the digital CES, so I'm going to go sit down and noodle around. See you guys next week. I think
program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.